I sold over 100 paintings my first year in my art business, but let me tell you where I didn't sell them: in my very first art gallery. And while that was a major bummer, I'm a silver linings gal. I gleaned 3 very important lessons from this failure, and I have no regrets, especially now that I can share them with you, my love. Welcome to the Empowered Artist Podcast, where you will get all the strategy to sell your art online. I'm Jenna Webb. I've turned over 750 artists into artpreneurs. I'm an artist, marketing expert, coach, founder of Artpreneur Academy, chronic illness warrior, and your new art business bestie. When I retired from corporate to live my dream life as an artist, there was no example for me to follow. But as I started to grow a 6-figure art business, I was able to map out a complete step-by-step blueprint for successfully creating and marketing online art businesses. If I can learn how to be an artist in my 30s, I can teach you how to run a business now. As the how-to girl, I'll give you the tips and tricks that will actually grow your art business. So tune in each week as we simplify art marketing, make selling your work fun, and elevate your artpreneur mindset so that you feel like the badass artist that you are, even on the tough days. I am on a mission to transform the mindset and income of artists everywhere. So if you're ready to live your dream life as a full-time artist, let's do the damn thing. I'm the eternal optimist, which is a crucial mindset that you need to have as an art business owner. I gleaned 3 very important lessons from this failure, and I have no regrets. Let's dive in. The first lesson is that I didn't do my own marketing and bring my own audience to the gallery. The gallery did not do its job and market to bring in the expected patrons. And you would expect this, and you should expect this from your gallery, because it's their job to do that as they are taking a commission from your art. It was utterly disappointing. But pointing the finger does not help me earn my next dollar. Once you realize that your business is your own responsibility, you start showing up like the boss. You will own your decisions. And because of that, you will, of course, naturally make mistakes, but you will ultimately start making better decisions, because you will know that nobody owes you anything, and no one is going to do the work for you. The second lesson is I did not research and ask the right questions. I was naive, and I was so excited to be offered a spot in this gallery. I graciously accepted that spot in the gallery without getting a lot of background info. The gallery was in downtown Raleigh, so I felt like a rock star. I was a new artist, and I had just kicked my corporate life to the curb, so it was a big ego boost for me, I'm not going to lie. Empowered Artist Podcast listeners, I love you so much. How would you like to listen to this podcast with a fresh new pair of Beats headphones, or have $50 Amazon cash to spend on whatever you want? To enter to win these prizes, follow the show, then scroll past the episodes and hit the 5-star rating and write a review. I will be announcing winners when we hit milestones like 55 reviews, 75 reviews. I'm sure we can blow past 100 reviews. I'm going to be sending out screenshots of the winning reviews in my email newsletter. Sign up for my email newsletter at jennawebart.com/podcasts. It's linked in the show notes. I'm so excited. Pause the show right now, follow, and write a 5-star review. I can't wait to see it. I hope you win one of the hot podcast summer prizes. I showed up to gallery events so eager to meet everyone and talk about my art, only to show up to a freaking ghost town. Then I found out why it was a ghost town. The local train station was under construction, and it was eliminating all gallery parking. You could not even get street parking in front of the gallery. To park, to go to the gallery, was so many blocks away, it truly was not walking distance. Thus, all foot traffic to the gallery was eliminated. And it wasn't just me. The whole gallery was suffering and no one was making sales. The third lesson is that failure is required to grow. Do I regret joining this gallery? No, never. Hell no. I would never have learned these lessons. And I truly don't believe in regrets in life because there's always a lesson to learn. Would I join another gallery just like it now? No, absolutely not. Yes, I got my name out there. I networked. I had fun. I learned how to wire my paintings better from the other artists there. I practiced talking about my art, so that boosts your confidence. I did sell a print, and I did meet a customer in the public gallery space, and we did a commission. So I know I told you I didn't make any sales. Technically, I did, but I don't count these tiny wins as a total net profit because I spent a ton of time and effort with this gallery, trading time for dollars. Selling your artwork online is truly the fast track to a real art income. That gallery was this shiny object for me. And nothing really clicked until I unlocked the art business plan to market my work online, where I can keep all of my profits and be in full control. There's nothing I love more than helping my art students avoid any mistakes I've made because your time is too precious to waste. That's why I created the Artpreneur Academy program for artists just like you who want to earn a full-time living doing what they truly love. It's the only program that you need to learn how to be a confident, independent art business owner, to learn how to fish and never depend on an expensive third party. You'll be handed the proven step-by-step plan to grow a predictable art business income from scratch, just like the 750 plus Artpreneur students who've gone through the program. And you'll be offered a free month of personal coaching with me and much more. If you want to learn more about the Artpreneur Academy, come to my free masterclass called Secrets of a Six-Figure Artpreneur. In this class, you'll walk away with sales, social media, and branding strategy to convert sales right now. And then at the end of the class, I'll share details with you for Artpreneur Academy. This class is 75 minutes long. It's 100% free to attend, but seating is limited. So to save your seat, click the link in the show notes right now or go to jennawebart.com and click free masterclass and see what seats are available for you right now while the class is still open. You're going to love it. I will see you there.